You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I appreciate you so much. And now I need to hear from you with your account of the small business that you've financially supported, whether it's a GoFundMe or you've done something above and beyond just patronizing the business. I know when we were talking about this among our Air Talk producers, I think everyone that was in our morning meeting had supported at least one small business, whether it was a music club. In my case, there are a couple of different music venues that have been closed now for 7 months that I don't want to see go away. And so I financially supported those clubs to try and do just a little bit to try and help them get through this period. I'd like to hear from you what you're doing, whether it's a small business of any kind, whether it's a bookstore, a music store, whether it's a club, a music venue of any kind, whether it's a restaurant, a bar. What are the things you've done to try and financially support and give a quick shout out? I want to go rapid fire and get as many Southern California small businesses the credit here. And if you operate a small business and you've set up a GoFundMe, I would, or something equivalent, I would like to hear from you and just give us a quick response and what that feels like to have people supporting a for-profit business with a non-tax-deductible contribution like that. I just want to also caution, please do not make any appeal for money on our air because we cannot do that as a nonprofit. But I want to hear from you what the response is. 866-888-5722. KPCC.org. It is absolutely critical. I hear from you now about what you're doing to financially support small businesses that are closed because of the pandemic or that are on the ropes right now. 866-893-KPECC. EGWR, Air Talk listener, puts on the Air Talk page at kpcc.org a CNN story about how Black businesses have disproportionately been affected by all the lockdowns and the pandemic. EGW quoting that 50% of African-American small businesses have closed as a result of what's happened during the pandemic. A third of Latino-owned and operated businesses. It's just been a huge effect. 866-888-5722, kpecc.org. I look forward to hearing what you're doing to support businesses. I supported Catalina Jazz Club in Hollywood. They have a GoFundMe because, you know, I know that these kinds of music clubs that are few and far between, it's going to be very difficult for them to be able to stick around and be able to deal with their leases and get employees back and all when they are able to reopen. Teresa, in Studio City, what is the business you're supporting?
Book Soup. In West Hollywood, actually, it's an independent bookstore. No matter what the occasion, everybody's getting a book from me this year as a gift.
Oh, that's terrific. And Vroman's, of course, in Pasadena, also operating Book Soup. And Vroman's, my understanding is, since they put out the word that they were financially threatened as a result of the pandemic, they have had huge groups coming down, people having to wait on the sidewalk because of, you know, COVID-19 limits so that they could come in and buy their books. And Teresa, that's wonderful, because if we don't have our brick and mortar bookstores, if they're not available for us to be able to go in and have that sort of, you know, discovery of something that we'd never even thought to get, or the hand selling that goes on with the people that work at bookstores who are so invested in the written word and read so widely and can answer your questions and give you recommendations. I can't imagine what that would be like. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Matt, our producer, said when his gym CrossFit North Pasadena closed down at the start of the pandemic, he thought he'd suspend his membership and try to save that money. But he decided to keep his membership active because he wanted the gym to be there when things opened back up. The owners, Gabe and Karina Perez, have done so much, Matt says, for him to help his health and fitness. The irony is the gym is still closing down for good this this week. But Matt says he can still sleep knowing he did his part. Matt, that's wonderful, and I think that speaks to exactly the kind of thing that we're talking about here, where you believe in the business, not just as the sustenance for a family that relies on it, but for what it's provided you, and you want to keep it going. 866-893-5722. You can tweet at AirTalk. You can post on the AirTalk Facebook page. If you have a business that has been badly hurt or at least temporarily closed or is on the ropes financially because of the pandemic, and you've set up some way for your customers to support you, then let us know about that effort and what kind of response you've received. 866-893-5722. AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Bill in the San Gabriel Valley says, Culture Club 101, a market for fermented food, handmade almond butter, flavored almonds, kraut juice, other healthy foods. Before the shutdown, there was a cafe where we had lunch every Saturday at Washington and Hill, same block as the Domino's Pizza. Also, Roma Market, the Italian grocery store at Lake and Mountain, and Vroman's, of course, which I mentioned, Southern California's institution, historically significant Vroman's, the largest independent bookstore around. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. What are the businesses, for-profit businesses, that you are making a commitment to support during this time of tremendous financial stress? I know that for restaurants, for example, you know, some of them are just hanging on and have set up ways for their customers to help tide them over. Maybe it's selling gift cards, so at least they have the money from the gift card that they can bank in advance to be able to handle so many of the expenses that are ongoing. 866-893-KPECC, the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can post on the AirTalk Facebook page, and you can tweet at AirTalk. I was based on the fact that all of our producers had done something to support a local business financially. My assumption was that there are a lot of AirTalk listeners that are doing something similarly. If you have the means, maybe it's even a small contribution. Maybe it's just a few bucks, but symbolically, at the very least, you are showing this business that you care about it. All right. Also, I just want to let you know that coming up a little bit later this hour, we're going to be talking with the Libertarian Party candidate for president, Joe Jorgensen, who was a lecturer at Clemson University. And we're going to talk with her about her candidacy. It's part of our ongoing series, third-party presidential candidates who are on the California ballot. And we've had so far the Peace and Freedom Party candidate and the Green Party candidate. Today it's the Libertarian Party candidate, Joe Jorgensen, who joins us later this hour. Judith, in Beverly Hills, which business are you supporting and how?
I am supporting Diesel, an independent bookstore in Santa Monica, buying lots of books.
Great.
Fountain Theater on Fountain in Hollywood, making contributions to them and donations and attending their live performances virtually.
All right, very good. And also there's a restaurant, I understand, a small restaurant you're supporting?
Yes, Prospect Gourmando on Robertson in Beverly Hills. It's a husband and wife, and it's a wonderful little place, and I hope they make it.
All right. We do, too. Judah, thank you so much. 866-893-KPECC. If you own or manage a small business where you've gone directly to your customers or friends for support, what kind of support have you received? 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Sandra tweets at AirTalk, I support local South Bay bands who have no place to play. They live stream and I donate what I would be paying for drinks at a bar. John on the AirTalk Facebook page joins me with Catalina Jazz Club in Hollywood, supporting them, Easton's Gym, and three independent music artists. That's John on the AirTalk Facebook page. Alex in Venice Beach. Alex, what are you supporting?
It's a little old movie theater in El Segundo is called the Old Town Music Hall.
Yeah, you're cutting out. I'm sorry. The Old Town Music Hall. Yeah, in El Segundo with that organ. I know they put on shows regularly. That's terrific. So glad to hear about that, Alex. What business are you supporting with whatever you can do to help them financially during this challenging time? 866-893-5722. It's Air Talk. So good to have you with us today on Air Talk. I can't thank you enough for your generous support of the program. In just a few minutes, we'll talk with the Libertarian Party candidate for president, Joe Jorgensen. The Libertarian Party received the third highest number of votes in the 2016 presidential election. We'll talk with Joe Jorgensen about her candidacy, this part of our continuing series of talking with the presidential candidates from so-called third parties on your California ballot beyond a Of course, the two representatives of the major parties. But right now, I'm asking for you to call to talk about businesses that you are supporting financially to help them through this very challenging time of the pandemic. We have Yvette in San Gabriel. Yvette, what business are you supporting?
It's a small privately owned boot camp in the area where I live. And when we first went on lockdown, I let him keep charging. I had it on auto pay. So for about 3 months, I didn't go because he wasn't open, but I kept letting him charge me. And then once everything opened up, because of where I work, I'm not comfortable going back to a
To the boot camp.
Yeah. Like that. I don't want to expose other people. And he, even though it's outside now, where the center where he is, they've allowed him to move his equipment outside. I still don't want to go back.
Sure. Have you kept up with your monthly membership?
It's on auto pay. So after about 3 months, I went when they were going to allow gyms to open back up. I went back and told them, you know, I can't keep paying you the full amount, but I want you to stay in business so that when I am ready to come back, you'll still be here. So I said, what if I let you keep charging me half, and then when I am ready to come, you let me come back.
So you're doing that. Yvette, thank you so much. 866-893-KPECC. Let's see. We've got listener Alisa in Simi Valley. Eastside Eats, a catering company in Boyle Heights that she is supporting. Also, the Doggy Daycare in Pasadena. I dig my dog. Oh, such nice folks there. Allison in Topanga says, I'm supporting Lenore's Vegetarian Restaurant in West Hollywood and also my gym, the Calabasas Swim and Tennis Center. We're talking about for-profit businesses that you're doing what you can to try and help them through this extraordinarily challenging time. Jessica in Santa Monica, you are a business owner. What's your business and what financial support are you receiving?
Yes, I have a catering business. And so we've continued to do some family meals during this time since everyone's been at home. And I have two preschools that we also make individualized lunches for. So I opened that up for my clients to add donations when they're purchasing a meal so that we could do the meals support for those who need, you know, food right now. So we partnered with I'm a volunteer at the American Red Cross and Team Rubicon, who have helped with delivering food, food services for those in need.
This is wonderful. Jessica, thanks. I'm glad that you're receiving that support. Kim writes on the Air Talk page, we frequently order from Il Forno Restaurant in Santa Monica. The owners and staff are wonderful, and this little restaurant's a lovely member of the community. They know their patrons and contribute to fundraisers. I really want them to stick around. Also, Children's Book World in West Los Angeles, gift cards and purchases. We patronize places that mean something to us, and we try to buy local when possible, but these are staying standouts off the top of my head. Kim, thank you so much for that. And I think that's a terrific way to just share the thought that goes behind this. We know, of course, there's so many charitable organizations that you support, but this talking about for-profit businesses, you're trying to help tide them over during this incredibly challenging time. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC.